Hello, hello. That's right. Dr. Groovy here, Frequency and Phrenology on Saturday afternoon, 4:30 to 6 p.m. You are here with me on killradio.org, Frequency and Phrenology. And we've got some guests in the studio tonight, and we will be listening to them. My birth mom, Mitzi, and my sister, Lance. And we'll be talking to them, see how they, what they think about Los Angeles, what's going on. What's going on with you? Give us a call if you want to talk to me, talk to us. Number here, 213-252-0998. And we will also get the AOL Instant Messenger on Kill Radio Station if you want to IM us. Hope y'all are doing well on this lovely Saturday afternoon after the fire in Griffith Park, NoHo area. Hope you guys are breathing well with all that smoke in your lungs. We'll talk to you later, Frequency and Phrenology.
Bye.
Hello? Hello? Are you there? Can you hear me? Can you hear me on Frequency and Phrenology? Yes, I am Dr. Groovy. I am here to groove your soul on Kill Radio. What's up? Okay, time for you guys to talk. Ladies in the wings here. Come on. Hello.
Hello. Wie geht's denn out?
Oh, hey.
Geht's denn der ganzen Familie da außen?
Holy mackerel.
Bonjour.
Oh, my God. All right, so we have a German lady and a French lady in here right now, and I don't know who they are because they just came in off the street. They had nothing going on today, so I said, well, why don't you come in and do my show with me? So,
it's because we heard about this fantastic Dr. Groovy.
Who's that?
We had to meet this person.
Who's that? Who's Dr. Groovy?
Dr. Groovy is one of the coolest ladies in L.A.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So I've got my own personal fan club here following me around. So I, of course, have to put them on my radio show. Because you guys have to hear, you know, from somebody else how cool I am. Because I usually talk about how cool I am. And I usually talk to myself because, of course, I have maybe one or two people listening. But now I have an audience. And I have people who can say it for me. So it's very cool. So so we have Mitzikins Peterson here. How should we introduce you, Mitzikins?
Well, I came all the way from Arlington, Virginia.
Sweet!
See Dr. Groovy, to see and listen to Dr. Groovy. So you guys here in L.A. are so lucky to have this fantastic talent. You better turn your radios on right now.
And you know, a story, my favorite story of talking about Mitzi is that what I was in this band, Breach, and I'm going to play a song from our old band, and we played this show in Arlington, and Mitzi was our door person. And collecting money for our show. And we made more money at that show because Mitzi ran around and tagged people if they went in without paying anything. She was grabbing them and yanking them back outside. She's like, you gotta pay your money. And it was like, you know, people who thought they were on the guest list. No, there was no guest list. Mitzi was like, you gotta pay the money too. And we made more money than ever. So thank you very much for that. That was like, what, 12 years ago?
Oh, God, I know. It's when you were still going to med school.
I was in med school then?
Yeah, I think.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, it's quite some time ago.
So it was 95 to 99, somewhere in that range. Yeah, it must have been like 95, 96 then.
Did you put that money in an account to draw interest?
Yeah, I'm sure we just paid expenses with that, you know, band expenses.
It was a great experience.
That was totally fun. That was very cool. All right, so, and then we have lovely Lance Peterson here, who is here all the way from...
Bisbee, Arizona.
And I hope I'm getting these mics right. I'm going to try something really quick. Ready? Oh, see?
Ready,
I've got them wrong.
I'm ready. Groovy, I'm ready.
Okay, there we go. So I'm still trying to figure out which mic goes with which fader.
It really doesn't matter.
There we go. I think I got you on two now.
Okay.
All right.
She's cool. She's
so
really
Bisbee,
cool. Yeah,
is a huge place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Center of the Southwest.
Yeah,
correct.
Whole 5,000 people.
5,000 whole people
that are recorded,
and it's really got cool cliffs and stuff.
Yeah.
And a nice little artist community and stuff.
They walk around in stilts.
So, what kind of do you want to tell us a little anecdote about Bisbee, Arizona?
I don't know much about Bisbee. I just live there.
Okay, so now you used to walk around like in your pajamas on the road, right?
Yeah, well, that's because I moved to the middle of nowhere.
And how is it that you came to move to the middle of nowhere? Can you tell us the story of how that occurred?
Well, I was living in Palm Beach, Florida.
Uh-huh, right.
And I decided to move across the country.
And didn't you do something like just kind of take your finger and put it on a map or something?
Well, no. I had actually come out and went to the Southwest several times looking for a place to go.
Okay.
I chose Durango, Colorado.
Okay.
I had a beautiful house all picked out.
Uh-huh.
The deal was made.
Oh.
Went back to Florida, sold my little condo.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy changed his mind last minute.
Yikes.
And there I was, homeless with my four cats in Palm Beach, Florida.
Eee!
I saw the house on the internet. little house that was a solar house in middle of nowhere. I didn't know a thing at that point about solar, but the house looked good because I didn't know where I was going.
And how long had you lived in Florida at that time?
Ooh, all my life.
All your life.
So I had been back there. I kept the same apartment for 20 years. I worked all around the world, but I kept that apartment.
So this is your first major move of the home.
This was my first house ever.
Wow. And it was in the middle of nowhere.
Rammed solar power, no electric, the phones didn't work.
Yep.
And there was me.
And there were
four cats.
Crazy animals all over the place.
I have coyotes, I have deer, I have mountain lions.
And people running by because the...
But Venice Beach looked like home today.
I took them to Venice Beach, so that was an experience. You tell them about the dolphins. Get on the mic, girl.
Dolphins at Venice Beach, an omen for Kill Radio.
Oh, thanks.
Good things happening. We saw a whole school of dolphins there.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely
fantastic.
It was
really cool. I mean, they were very close.
It was so cool.
You could see them so well. And that is the first time I've ever seen dolphins out there. And we just happened to be at the right place at the right time.
Because we're groovy.
Oh, see how it works? And I have made them go through these photos that I took.
Oh, wow.
For Dr. Grooviness.
This is one hot lady.
Oh, right, yeah. Because out of the, 400 photos, they're going, that doesn't flatter you. That makes you look bigger than you are. So, unfortunately, I think we're going to have to throw out a lot of the photos, folks. But that's okay. We'll find at least five in there, right?
The ones with the clothes on aren't too bad.
Oh! The ones with the clothes off don't look so good. Guess I won't be dating anyone for the near future.
That's what that slimy snake was doing, honey.
But we love the boa. We love the boa.
Yeah, and I had my clothes on for the boa.
Well, we haven't gone all the way through yet.
Yeah, no, I remember. I was there.
Okay.
And my clothes were always on for the boa. But anyways, we'll get through them. We'll find five good ones, and then we'll have some new ones for the website. And here at Kill Radio, our technical stuff is so well.
It's okay. It's okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
You just slide it in there. So, and they are experiencing the lovely studio that we have here. So what would you say about the scent of our studio?
Old Americana.
And I was thinking old L.A.
Old L.A.? Old Americana? I call it ashtray. Ashtray spray.
Dirty ashtray.
Yeah, really. A dirty ashtray that had
a little bit of water in it.
A
bar at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep, because there's probably some beer spilled in here. Probably bong water on the floor, too. Maybe even some vomit here and there.
Oh, yuck. Yeah. I would call this true smog.
True smog. There you go. Smog in material form. Our lovely studio. Well, thank you so much
for... This is why we need doctors.
...for joining us. Oh, yeah. This right, because, of course, you could probably have an asthma attack walking in here. So I'm here to be ready for anybody walking here who has an asthma attack. But, of course, I'm not here all the time. But it would be very possible that could happen. Anyway, so I would just like to say thank you both for coming and visiting me because it's so wonderful having you here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Katrina, for being born, for being alive, for being Dr. Groovy.
Thank her and Pete for that. And I'm really glad that you were game for venturing out to this place because I sure like having people on the show.
We were kidnapped. Don't let her fool you.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of true. I stuffed him in the car and said, shut up and get in the car. We're going and you're coming.
And the door's locked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to mention that.
We're still waiting for the autograph, too.
What autograph?
Yours.
Oh, I thought you were talking about somebody who really was somebody. I was like, oh, I got to get them an autograph now. All right. Well, we'll get that for you. No worries.
Okay
sweets. We're going to listen to some, we're going to try to listen to some Crystal Method next. But if I don't like it, actually, you know what we're going to do? We're not going to listen to that. We're going to listen to Foreigner.
Ooh.
Anybody here know a Foreigner? No? Never heard of him? Nope. Okay. They were a band that were kind of big in the late 80s, 90s, early 90s. And we're going to hear one of my favorite songs when I first started listening to the radio on Q107 FM in Washington, D.C. First time I ever listened to radio. And this song was on the top 5-9 Jukebox Hero, Foreigner. It's going to rock your world. You're going to love it. And I'm going to sing along to it. So we're all going to rock out. All right, Kill Radio. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back later.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls. I've
digress. But when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night. Oh! We've got big balls! We've got big balls! We've got big balls! Daddy big balls! He's got big balls! She's got big balls! But we've got the biggest balls of them all!
We got big balls! We got big balls!
And then just itching to tell you about them.
Hey, how's your phrenology doing? The radio.
We'll be right back.
yes, Phaser. Thank you so much, Phaser. Dr. Groovy here with Mom and Sis on Frequency and Phrenology. One moment, please. Whoa. Ah, God, it always makes so much noise when I do that. All right, so that was Phaser. Are you there? A nice, mellow little tune, because I was proving the fact that I could play mellow music, too. And not everything I have is, like, head-banging and hurtful for the brain. Then we heard some David Bowie before that, Heroes. Some AC/DC with their Big Balls. And, of course, my own little personal rock history favorite, Foreigner Jukebox Hero. I hope you have enjoyed it all. And so what were we talking about? We were talking about a little story, right? We were going to hear a little story about Lance and her rock history. This is my sister who has lived a life similar to mine in rock debauchery. And tell us stories, Lance.
Well, I started about 20 years before Katrina.
In the heyday of rock. So tell us what you got going on.
What did you want to hear about the
tell us about the Beatles first. Tell us about the Beatles first.
Well, I was at the first Beatles concert in Washington, D.C. in the Washington Coliseum.
Damn. Was that just crazy?
That was crazy. I was actually in a boarding school.
In D.C.?
In Washington, D.C.
Which boarding school?
Holton Arms.
Oh, yes, right. You went to Holton Arms.
And we had to take a nurse chaperone for the screaming girls.
In case you fainted.
We all had these cute little pumps on or something. I don't even remember. I remember I was
Mary
wearing
James.
A pink suit.
Sweet.
And I screamed my head off.
So at that time.
And the Beatles were wearing turquoise.
Turquoise
outfits.
Like suits?
Suits.
Turquoise suits. Wow. That is super cool. So at that time, like, was rock, like, big? Rock was just getting started,
Beatles
right?
Beatles had just come over.
And there was no rock before that,
now,
right?
My school was very progressive in a way. They were trying to give us as much culture as possible. We saw Joan Baez. But again, it was so different. She was all dressed up, and the Beatles, I don't think they realized what was going to happen when they took us there.
Was it just a nightmare? I mean, were you guys crazy? Did anyone faint?
I swore I wasn't going to be one of these women who or girls who was screaming and yelling, and as soon as they walked on the stage, and I think I screamed the absolute entire concert, bar none.
And then what about the other girls who were there with
everybody
you?
Everybody was screaming. Everybody was nuts.
Did anyone pass out?
I'm sure. Yeah. Not in my school.
Not in your set?
No.
And then did you guys just go like straight home after or straight back to Holton Arms?
I believe so.
I can't believe that was a group of boarding school girls.
I know.
Who went there. Were there any guys in the audience or was it just all girls?
No, there were guys, but not in our school. Our school was an all-girls school.
And in the audience
yes,
for the
there
Beatles,
were some guys.
It was a mixed crowd,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but okay. I wasn't looking at the audience.
No,
I didn't see him at all.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. And then were you just in love with the Beatles after
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely in love with them. And their hair was, about an inch down their neck. And we thought it was so long and so cool. just about an inch long bang.
Which one was your favorite?
I was a George fan.
A George fan? Mm-hmm. And did you continue to be a George fan the whole time?
I love them all. I really, there's all of them.
Because they all went off into their own individual
right.
kind of, you know,
Right. And actually,
worlds.
John Lennon went down to Florida, and he and Yoko had a home in Palm Beach.
Oh, did you know where their home was?
I know the home quite well.
Wow.
I did. I was in California then. So.
Oh, okay.
Very and a lot cool. of my friends got to know them.
Sweet. And Rod Stewart had a place kind of near your
Yeah,
house
I actually
too, right?
ran into him. Well, actually, I got up on the stage with him at a concert of his. But unfortunately, I can't remember if I was in San Francisco or Boston.
You can't remember
nope.
which show it was.
No, I really can't.
Well, I must say my memory's like that, too. I mean, the things right. that you
Especially
think would be momentous,
we were doing then.
You just think you'd remember it, and then you can't. So I understand that. So which was your favorite Beatle, Mitzi? or is?
Ringo.
Ringo, really?
Yeah, he was my man.
I saw him at a bar here in L.A. a couple years ago.
Oh.
Just hanging there at the bar. And then Chris Rock walked in the door. It was a funny,
Ooh,
funny
he's
time.
Funny. I saw him yeah. live.
Did you get to
so
talk
funny.
To him?
No, I just saw him and I said, oh my God, that's Ringo Starr.
Oh, that's cool. That's really
yeah, I don't think I'd go up and talk to him. And then what's the other story we have?
Well, I did see the Last Doors concert also.
Yeehaw!
I was not in my boarding school anymore.
No, you'd progress beyond. You got kicked out by then, right?
Yeah, I did by then for sure. And I was on somebody's honeymoon, and why I was in this honeymoon party, I really can't remember that either. But his name was Jesus, and I don't remember his wife's name. So there I was going to the Doors concert with Jesus. And, it was kind of
Jesus.
Cool. It was cool. We were right in the front row. And, back then, at the most, you got maybe 500, 700 people in these audiences. They weren't big audiences then.
Right.
And so, our little guy, the Doors, Jim Morrison.
And what happened at the end of the show?
He got a little risque there.
Now, did they play a whole set that night, or did they get cut short?
I'm fairly confident they played a whole set, but it was really cut short of the whole entire concert.
Because there were other bands that were supposed to play that night?
No, it's just that he would have come back on.
Oh, the encore and all that.
It was me. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember, but...
And did he take his pants off that night?
Yeah.
Or did he just, like,
He pulled him down. What had happened, and here's my memory, trying to remember this, but somebody had a goat in the audience. And it was something like they were putting the goat.
He got
a little lewd and lascivious with the goat. And he was starting to pull his pants down. But by then, things were getting crazy.
He was trying to get it on with the goat, wasn't he?
It was something, but it was all happening so fast.
With lizard pants.
And he had a way of inciting the crowd.
Yeah.
And, you all are... I don't know what I can say on the radio, so I better not
on
say.
On internet radio, you can
okay,
say
well, like, you all
anything.
Were, like, you all are a bunch of assholes. And we'd all go, yeah.
Sweet. Ah, the crowd, the masses.
And somebody picked me up because I'm not that big and threw me right up on the stage. And before you knew it, everybody was getting thrown everywhere. And the police came in, but he got out of town that night. If I'm not mistaken, he got off to the Bahamas.
I think he got arrested that night.
I think it wasn't until he came back. I could be wrong. I honestly could be wrong.
Yeah, I've seen footage of a concert that I thought was in Florida where this kind of stuff happened and his pants came down and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the cops got him right on stage.
See,
they took him right off the stage.
But it
might not have been that show.
And... back then, you don't remember everything.
Yeah.
And everything got crazy. And if you're right in the front of the crowd, you've got people falling on top of you. And you're on top of the stage. And you're falling off. And somebody's pulling one arm. One somebody's pulling a leg.
You can get hurt doing that, too.
Yeah. Not when you're as stoned as we were. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. Then you wake up in the morning and you're like, how do I have this bruise on my ribs?
I couldn't
just
remember
happened?
How I got to Miami. I'm sorry.
You did. You were on someone's honeymoon, and you can't even remember that.
I know.
Jesus took care of you.
Yeah, Jesus
Hopefully.
Always took care of me. Huh?
Jesus always takes care of
but
you.
But it was a good concert. It's just he was on. He was towards his end. There, he was having a hard time in his life.
Who? Jesus?
No.
Oh, Jim.
He had a hard time in his latter years too.
Jim,
but,
poor
say,
Jim.
Yeah, Jim Morrison.
Yeah, he definitely loved the bottle.
Yeah.
He was loving the bottle a little too
much.
Because I know rock history, Mitz.
Yeah.
I
had a friend that dated him right around the end there. I had a friend who actually dated him.
Sweet.
And I won't give her name on the air because
she's like embarrassed to even admit it now.
No, not really. Well, she's a contemporary of mine. We've all been through too much.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Good for her. Hopefully they had a good time. And he's an icon. I mean, if you spent any time with him
in Paris by mistake. I was walking down the road one day and saw all these people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Walked up and it was Jim Morrison's grave.
Yeah, and it's got all kinds of stuff all over it, right?
Yeah,
paint
it's got
and graffiti
time.
And flowers.
It's kind of neat painting and neat graffiti.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fun in a way.
That's
cool. If you like graveyards.
That kind of stuff.
But
if you like graves.
It was like the dolphins today. It was just like I wasn't out looking for Jim Morrison's graveyard. I was walking down the road.
Right.
And there I was standing in front of him.
sweet.
So,
good stories. All right, so we're going to be listening to L.A. Woman, because we're women in L.A. And it's
LA.
The Doors.
Yeah.
And we had a Doors story for you. You are listening to killradio.org, Frequency and Phrenology, with Dr. Groovy, Mitzi, and Lance coming at you this afternoon, 213-252-0998. If you want to give us a call, Kill Radio Station on the AOL Instant Messenger. Enjoy.
Keep on rising. leave me now. Here's a surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles. Of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that's as may be, but you've gotta stay on trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. A surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see you right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles.
It's just a bureaucrat that won't get me a mortgage. It's very funny because I've got your fucking money and I'm never gonna get it just because of my poor credit. Oh well, I guess I must have grumbled. I suppose it's just the way that could be crumbled. But I guess it's just the way that things go. I suppose it's just the way that could be crumbled. But I guess it's just the way that things go.
right, Kill Radio listeners. Hey, did you recognize that song, you guys? Did that sound familiar at all in any way? No? Okay, because that was me. But anyway, so that was just Breach, Broken, a song that I sang a long time ago.
We're busted.
Yeah, you guys are busted. You don't know my stuff.
You talked to us and interfered with our listening.
Ah. True, she talked the whole time so we wouldn't hear it and put us on the spot.
Yay, Breach.
So I probably played that song that night that you were doing Door, Mitz. But that show...
I was so busy collecting money.
And I must admit that show was so loud, you pretty much couldn't hear anything. Because it was really bad sound that night. It was terrible. So, and I had Brendan Canty, who you probably remember. Do you remember Brendan?
I remember Brendan, but not what he looked like.
Brendan Canty, who's the drummer of Fugazi and probably other stuff that I can't remember right now. But his big thing was he was drummer for Fugazi, and he was there. And he was like, Katrina, your sound sucked. And I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. And he's done like amazing kind of bands and shows and stuff. And to have someone like that tell you your sound sucks, you're like... Yeah. Glad you came.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for showing up. So, but that's the way it goes. So so that was some Breach. Then we had some Holly Go Lightly before that. Yeah, sorry about that thing. That's a little rickety. We just got some new ones in here, though. I must admit these little mics. The little mic Nerf balls. They're new. That was nice. That was Lance. Lands in her raspberry. They're new, so you can actually get closer to them now. They used to smell like saliva.
Oh, yuck.
And alcohol and vomit. Yuck. But now they're just they're quite fresh smelling.
Mine tastes like grape.
Like roses. Yeah, you know what's funny?
It's
like you match yours.
I'm wearing purple. You match yours.
I do.
And you match yours.
We match our mics.
I match mine? How?
She doesn't have any green.
Oh, yeah, I guess there is. There's green in my shirt. My goofy shirt that has, like, rainbows and clouds.
And you have some
clouds.
Of this lighter green.
Yeah, okay, so
and
we're doing...
I got purple.
We're matching. We're matching our microphones.
Cool.
She wasn't an interior decorator for nothing.
Damn straight.
Damn straight.
You got that right.
Yeah.
All right, so what else have we been listening to? Lily Allen. We had a little girl set there. With Go Lightly, Holly Go Lightly, and Lily Allen. And then Petra Hayden before that, who I was explaining, did all of the voices on that I Can See for Miles and Miles. She did all of those voices herself, and then later on went on to have an a cappella group of girls with her doing it, and it sounded really good too. And then the Doors started off the set with the story that Lance gave us. Thank you. So if you want to call us, you can still do it for about 14 more minutes at 213-252-0998. Or you can AOL instant message us at Kill Radio Station, all one word. And then I was going to ask Mitzi, I'm going to put her on the spot here, because I want to hear, do you have any cool stories from NASA? Because you used to work at NASA, and that's pretty cool, and you know a lot of cool people because you worked there.
Well, probably the thing that pops into mind real quick is we used to fly down to the Cape with...
The Cape being what?
Cape Canaveral.
Thank you.
The launch site for the space
now?
Missions.
No, it's Canaveral. No, there's just a lot of different ones.
It's back to Cape Canaveral. It used to be Kennedy.
Oh.
But anyway, we had chartered aircraft that flew congressional parties down, and we would go with them as escorts.
Ooh.
And on one of the flights we got down there, King Hussein flew his own plane in, and as he landed, he came by our aircraft and nicked the wing.
What?
And so we could not take off with that aircraft. And here we had all these congressional types and probably about 40 or 50 staffers. And what do you do in Florida in the afternoon?
Sweat.
Close to Patrick Air Force Base. They took us over there, and we spent 3 hours at the bar at Patrick Air Force Base.
Whee!
and then ended up going in the ocean with our city clothes, you know, hiking up the skirts and the pants. And I still have a picture at home of this conga line of women and men with their dresses and pants hiked up doing the Rockettes.
At the beach?
Yes, in the water.
In the water.
In the water.
Wait, I haven't seen that photo.
Well, you haven't seen all the photo albums yet. But
yeah,
that was sort of a...
do that one day.
That was kind of interesting.
Excellent. Now, King Hussein was the king of what at the time?
Jordan.
Okay. And he was piloting his
own
plane?
He was a very, very avid pilot. He had a helicopter and he had, I think, 2 or 3 jets.
Cool.
Small jets for local travel. And then the...
small jets for local travel.
Well, you know, for European travel. And then he had the big international jets.
Okay.
And that's what he flew in to come to one of the launches.
Uh-huh. Cool. So who would you say is the most famous person you've ever run into in your history? What would you say?
Oh, God.
Or you can give me the top three if you can't remember one.
I never even thought about that.
Okay, so
nobody probably remembers who Stuart Granger was. He's a movie star from my era.
I'm afraid I don't know who that is.
See? He was married to Gene Simmons. I don't know. Do you remember Gene Simmons?
I know Gene Simmons of Kiss, but that's not the same Gene Simmons you're talking about.
But we were at St. James Palace in London at the hotel there.
Uh-huh.
And as we were checking in, this man walks by, and I told my husband, "That's James Stewart." And the guy turns around, and he said, "Yes, I am."
Oh, and he was Stuart Granger.
Stuart Granger, pardon me.
And you said it was Jimmy Stewart?
No. I'm so excited I misspoke.
Okay.
Pardon me.
And we've got some lovely pictures up here now of Stuart Granger so we can understand who he was.
A good Brit.
Okay.
And
he's a looker. Well, he kind of looks like Jimmy Stewart in a way. I can see it.
I've met Norm Augustine, who used to be head of Lockheed Aircraft. Very famous author now.
Norm Augustine. Okay.
And I've met President Reagan.
Yeah. I met him once, too.
See? There you go.
He was a very friendly guy.
You told me only 3 people, so that's it.
Okay, but wait a minute. What about the astronauts?
Oh,
you got to mention some astronauts because that's kind of cool.
Neil Armstrong is a friend, a personal friend.
Uh huh.
And Buzz Aldrin, he's a friend, but not that personal. he's a little bit. He's a Californian.
Is he cuckoo?
He's
is that what you're trying to say?
He's married to a very wealthy wife who's cuckoo.
Oh.
And I think...
Buzz Aldrin's wife is cuckoo. You heard it first
this
on
is,
Kill Radio.
This is for the whole world to know. But
we're going to go find her. We're going to be like, you're cuckoo.
I'm going to be in big trouble.
Ooh, man. 6 people are listening. Don't worry about it.
Mike Collins is an astronaut. All of these were the guys that flew the first mission to the moon.
Right.
Landed on the moon.
Right. And were you ever there while they were doing the missions on the moon in that, what's it called? Control Central?
Mission Control.
Mission Control. Were you ever in that room?
Yeah.
Because that's like all the movies.
Not
you know?
During a particular mission,
okay.
But we could go in afterwards. During a mission, nobody except
off.
The staff goes
okay.
in there.
Okay.
But it's an exciting adventure to go to an actual launch because no matter how much you watch it on television or you see stills, to see that sound hear that sound reverberate through the earth and it goes through your body and you feel like you're part of that machine going up.
Wow.
Very, very exciting.
That's cool. That's cool. Did you ever see any of the shuttle launches or...
From
rocket
very,
launches?
Very, very far away.
Yeah, because
you were right up there.
Because you were in Florida, but just
I
not too
Florida
close to the Capes or whatever.
Not very close to the Cape, but one point I saw a mission go off because I was up there for something.
Yeah,
but I
wasn't
right there.
Well, they used to let us go up on the gantry that was next to the vehicle itself. And I remember going up one time. They had a big owl's nest right on the top of the I can't even think of the terminal
or something.
No, on top of the fuel tank.
Oh, Lordy.
And they had to, well, it was a big issue because they had to call the environmental people. You know, how do you get the nest off without damaging the eggs if there are any in there? And it took them about 3 days to get all the negotiating done before they could clear that vehicle to go off on a launch. Uh-huh. Because those things sit out there for quite a while.
I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah. It was all over the news.
Yeah. And it was an owl's nest?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you don't even see owls around that much, but then they perch on a, what was it, on a rocket or at a shuttle?
It was on the fuel tank.
Of a shuttle?
Fuel tank, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's wild. All right, good stories. Good stories. Excellent, excellent. Anything else to throw in, Lance?
You've got a good family.
I know. Groovy. I know, man. It's a very good family. All kinds of crazy
and
stuff.
You've met President Reagan under much better circumstances.
Well, I don't know about much better. What do you mean much better?
He was my next door neighbor.
There you go. She wins the prize.
Where?
On the mics, ladies.
Oh, in the commune.
You met Ronald Reagan in a commune?
No. He was our neighbor.
I was next door neighbor.
Oh.
But we used to see the Secret Service in the bushes when we were herding our goats across his property.
When she was in the commune.
Yeah, but where was that?
Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, he lived in Santa Barbara? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Got it. Wow. Did you ever see him while you were there?
Yeah. Distance.
Wow. Excellent. Yeah, I only met him for 1 second, you know, and shook his hand or something. I think he said something nice to me. And I had like braces and ugly hair, and I was in that awkward teen time, and I was like, and then I shook Nancy Reagan's hand, and I thought I was gonna break it because it was so frail.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh! Yeah.
Oh my gosh! I was like, oh, what is this? And that was the time when the bowls of Jelly Bellies were all over the place.
Oh yeah,
the White House, so you could just like scoop them up by the handful. Yeah, those were the days. So, I haven't been to the White House in a while, but that's okay, because I don't have a reason to be there. All right, cool. So, what are we going to do tonight, guys? We have some...
Go to a party.
We're going to eat and drink.
We're going to go to a party. Woo-hoo! Party!
Yeah. We're going to have our own little party.
Dr. Groovy knows how to party.
We have some hot snacks.
And we're going to select pictures of this fantastic Dr. Groovy.
We're going to have to pull teeth to try to get some good pictures out of that set. Oh, well. See, that's why they take so many. Like I said, you take 1,000 to get one good one. And I took 447 to get 5 good ones. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed we can do it.
You got 5.
You can do it.
Okay. You got 5 in there, honey.
All right, that's good. Thank God. That'll be a lot of money down the drain. Okay, anyway, so we're listening to some DJ Shadow in the background. You didn't call, so you didn't get in on our conversation. That's your fault and your loss. But you can do that another time, and you can always give us a call at 213-252-0998. Kill Radio Station, all one word, for the AOL Instant Messenger. And maybe you'll just have to talk to us next time because we'll be out of here pretty soon for Talk Is Still Cheap, coming up with DJ Chicken Leather and many other good shows for you 24/7 on killradio.org. This has been Frequency and Phrenology with Dr. Groovy. We're going to be signing off pretty soon. You're going to hear some Faint and some White Stripes, and then you won't recognize because we're not playing it anymore. Anyway, take care. Have a good week, and we'll see you later. You guys want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Love y'all. Bye.
Love y'all.
Au revoir.
Auf Wiedersehen.
gonna shut it off. Down all the power. I'm the doctor today. I'm killing news. Black holes so cold.